Mystery Philadelphia Mighty Nuke Portion Extra Loops and Bones and the Origin Nukes that own you.
Strictly drum and bass, make you wind up your waist.
Furious breakneck speed in the background, hydroponic sound system. I'm here with Dave Paul. He released this record on Revenge of the B-Boy, the first volume. Dave Paul, I'm really loving all this music, and I wish this show was like 2 hours or 3 hours to really get deep into it.
Right.
I was saying how I watched Cocaine Bear finally the other day. And then they at the end, they had White Lines. And then I was thinking about it, and I was saying about how Duran Duran did a cover of it, which I didn't even realize.
They did.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm here. It's at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City. New York City! Home of hip-hop! At 91.9 FM and everywhere at WFMU.org. Let's put the needle on the record. Mr. Fine Wine, Downtown Soulville, coming up next. We heard Kid Koala back there. And again, a guy whose career took off, and that was on one of your earliest compilations too. So does it blow your mind when you see all of the artists that you put out music from back at the beginning of their career, how they've, you know, taken off?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, Mike did the Beastie Boys.
Right,
Z Trips with LL Cool J. You know, Qbert's still Qbert.
Right. One of the few turntablists who can tour, headline, and go around the world and make a good living from it all. Yeah. So before I ask you a couple of quick last questions, I'm going to do some quick happenings. At Oakland Museum of California all this month, they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and that's in Oakland, California. Also in the Bay Area tonight and tomorrow night at the Chase Center, Drake is performing. Tomorrow, Saturday, Genius IQ BBQ at the Knockdown Center. Got a whole lot of different acts with the headliners, the duo, the Clips, featuring Pusha T and Malice. Also tomorrow night in Brooklyn is going to be the Big Summer Get Down with DJ Chuck Chillout, and that's at the Conservancy Presents. And then also tomorrow, Seaside Summer Jam at the Beach in Seaside Heights with Tag Team, Tone Loc, and more. And also by the beach this Sunday, it's not hip-hop, but it's good. It's the Pixies, Modest Mouse, and Cat Power at the Stone Pony Summer Stage at Ashbury Park. That's a 6 p.m. show. And Dave Paul, thank you so much for being here today, but I want to sort of ask you, when you look back at the label and at the magazine, do you have any things that you sort of, you're like the most proud of, and do you have any things that you sort of like regret? You think, you mentioned earlier about not knowing how much it was going to cost and how the model, the business model would
change. Well, I mean, there's lots of regrets because hindsight's 20/20, and you realize, oh, this certain artists or albums or projects, you'd be like, I probably shouldn't have did that. I should have known better.
Right.
But at the time, when you're in it, you don't see it that way.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have did the magazine longer, and I feel like the record label should have really just been like returning the DJ and left it at that.
Yeah.
And I should have been putting those out every 6 months. I did 2 years in between each Return of the DJ album, because I was trying to spread it out, and that was obviously the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
And that's life.
Well, might you do any future releases? Might you put more music out in the future?
Most likely not. It's too hard to release music. It's a hassle, and if I did, it would be Return of the DJ, and you just can't do that with all the sampling.
Yeah.
They'll get you.
Yeah.
It's not like it was back in the day, and even at one point, I did get wrapped up in a sampling lawsuit, that bumping bus stop lawsuit that was going after Kanye and stone's throw, and me and a few other.
Well, even like we were listening to the Z Trip Rockstar that was on the Return of the DJ Volume 2, right. And you were saying about how you couldn't put that out now because there were so many samples.
Yeah, you can't put that out now. And usually the rule is, if you put something out, someone has 3 years to get you on the samples. That's sort of the rule.
Three years of stressful living.
Yeah, you know, and the only reason that whole bumping bus stop thing came about is because I guess that artist was in a nursing home, and after he passed, the family said that somehow we knew he was in a nursing home, and so we all conspired to sample him at that time. So the first paperwork I got on that was actually a RICO case.
Wow.
And then it ended up being a sampling lawsuit case, and they're trying to get me on 6 different tracks that were on Return of the DJ. And luckily the judge ruled those de minimis.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would have been $100,000 per offense plus damages.
Well, it's a shame that business stuff and lawsuits kind of can taint the love of the music and the beauty of it. What I would say with the magazine, because I love the magazine, also I'm a big fan of Comet Bus, which is more punk rock, and Aaron Comet Bus, what he has done is he sort of reissued them, but all together. So maybe you could do a book of Bomb Hip Hop Magazine.
That's been on my mind to take those and reissue it into a book, but then also finally do issue number 50 because it only went up to 49.
There you go. That's
so perfect. I can finally do the 50th issue and then put it in a book, and then also have write a bunch of background stuff about the magazine and the writers. And
I hate to cut you off, but running out of time. Yep. We got Mr. Feynman coming up next, but quickly before you head out of here, we both head out of here, Dave Paul from Bomb Hip Hop. Your next DJ gig, where and when, and shout outs.
Next gig, September 1st in Phoenix, September 2nd in San Francisco, the 16th in LA, the 22nd in Seattle, and September 23rd, Hermosa Beach. Shout out to my man Isaac, who prints all my t-shirts out in Texas. He does a great job, and DJ Design and DJ T-Rock.
All right, thank you so much. Mr. Fine Wine next.
From Hitsville, USA, the home of the world-famous Detroit sound, we invite you to meet Motown Records' Golden Girls, the undisputed queens of popular music, the Supremes.
The Supremes. Those DJ shows. This isn't one of those. This is one of the other DJ shows. Hello, I'm Dave the Spaz. Filling in tonight for Mr. Finewine, guest hosting. Downtown Soulville. Here's the Chambers Brothers.
Mercy, a term used in place of a stronger word.
Mercy, mercy, mercy!
My baby, she may not look like one of those bunnies out of the Playboy book.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Williams.
But she's got something, Johnny, much greater than gold.
Well, now, what's that?
Got so much soul.
She got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging, showing love. Baby, I'm a fella, and I know that she knocks me off my feet. Have mercy on me, 'cause she knocks me off my feet.
Can you dig it?
There is no girl in the whole.
My baby and I, when she walks by, all the fellas go, and I know why.
Mercy, look at the wall.
It's simply because the girl, she walks so fine. And if she ever leave me, I will lose my mind.
Because she got the
Tell him one more thing.
There is no girl in the whole world that can love me like you do.
Tell him about it, Mr. Williams. Now everybody in my neighborhood, and that's including me, will testify
that my girl, she looks so good.
Well, let me tell him something else right here.
She looks so fine, she give eyesight to the blind.
Make them see.
And if she ever leave me, I would lose my mind. Because she got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging, sure never glad that I'm a fella. And I know that she knocks me off my feet. Have mercy on me, 'cause she knocks me off my feet.
Can you dig it?
There is no girl in the whole world that can love me like you do.
Bicy.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Start right in, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yeah.
Say it now. Yeah. Me and the Ohio Plant gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
That's right.
He is 6 feet tall.
6 feet tall.
He only comes around
when he wants to get down, but when he comes out of his hole, he sounds something like this. Oh, that's funky. That's funky. Like 9 cans of shaving powder. That's funky. Come on with it again, fellas. Come on with it.
In a foreign land. Yeah, yeah.
Sing it.
He plays with the
band. Plays in the band.
Plays guitar without any hands. Pretty good, I might add.
Yeah. When he grabs his guitar and starts to pluck, everybody wants to get up and dance.
Try to conceal. I get you to dance. Are you? it's drinking time.
You're listening to WFMU, downtown Soulville. I'm Mr. Nearbeer. Dave the Spaz, filling in for Mr. Finewine. Paul Humphrey and his Kool-Aid Chemist, just before me coming on mic. What? How am I talking about? 3, 2, 1. Hey, that's Paul Humphrey and his Kool-Aid Chemist with Funky L.A. He was a very busy session guy. Played with all the jazz greats, Mingus, Jimmy Smith, Wes Montgomery, Buddy Rich. I don't know what he did there. Maybe played spoons or something. Recorded at Motown. Played drums for the Four Tops, the Supremes. He's on the Marvin Gaye Let's Get It On record. Played with Sammy Davis Jr. He's on Zappa's Hot Rats. And most notably, bouncing around my brain, is he played on the Lawrence Welk Show from 1976 to 1982, and those were good years. Because the show kind of fell off. Little Richard before that with It Ain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It. Ohio Players with Funky Worm. Larry Williams and Johnny Watson, 2 for the price of 1, I tell you. It's Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. And the Chambers Brothers, I was going to say they're down yonder, Soulville. But, you know, they are from Mississippi, relocated to L.A., and then brought the act to New York City with Do Your Thing. What the hell thing are we going to do right now? Oh, the Fiestas. I picked up a Fiestas record off the sidewalk. I had to pay for it. It was in front of a junk store for a few dollars. It was a compilation of the Fiestas. The Fiestas, they're known for their hit in 1959, So Fine. It's probably on the American Graffiti soundtrack or something. Sometimes it's said that it's maybe the first soul song. I can't think of anything else, but okay. They have a handful of great songs, and I didn't know that they did this one. Not easy to do. It's a cover. Arthur Alexander. Here's the Fiestas on downtown Soulville. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, this is James Brown, reminding you that you listen to the swingin'est station in the nation. I hope you love my newest record. Baby, 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 I got the feeling, baby.
I love ya, baby, I love ya. If you think you wanna kiss me,
feeling well. It was 106 outside and he had hot dogs for lunch.
Children will be playing in the park. perform whatever pleases you.
Summer is the happiest season of them all.
So everybody get together, have yourself a ball.
There's magic in the air.
We must every everywhere
is summer.
It was a hot afternoon, and I can still remember the smell of honeysuckle all along that street. How could I have known that murder can sometimes smell like honeysuckle?
It's summertime, oh yeah. And the living is easy, oh yeah.
Oh, nice seg, Spazzy. Hey, I'm Dave the Spaz, as if you couldn't tell, filling in for Mr. Finewine tonight on Downtown Soulville here on WFMU. Nay, dog. Nathaniel Mayer hitting the George Gershwin songbook with Summertime back at Fortune Records, late 50s or so. Temptations from 1971. That's the last Temptations song to have original member Paul Williams sing on it. He was in the group a long time. He was singing in the church down with Eddie Kendricks when they were kids. So he was in the group a really long time, and he gets a line in there. Great, great song. They do another version where Melvin sings lead, but I could take it or leave it. I love Melvin, but this is the version you want to hear, especially in the summertime. Carl Lester with "When You See Me Hurt, Run Away." Irma Franklin, Aretha's baby sister with "Baby, I Love You." James Brown, recorded in Dallas, I guess. I Got the Feeling. And the Fiestas, Anna, the pride of Newark, New Jersey. Okay, so I got a Willie Mays record the other day. on Duke, Willie Mays on Duke. It's a little banged up. It's a lot banged up. Wasn't much, but I gotta know. And it's good. Is this Willie Mays? Or are we talking about someone else? I'm talking about the Say Hey Kid. I wouldn't rule it out because I have no evidence to rule it out with. You can help me rule it out. So, it's not a rule, but if you'd like to, just head on over to the playlist at WFMU.org and let me know if you know if this is the Say Hey Kid. Here's Willie Mays.
If you love me, baby, why don't you tell me so? And if you want me, baby, let me know. For each day, pretty baby, I want you more and more. Come on, baby, let me hold your hand. Yeah, tell the world that I'm your lover, man. And if you love me, baby, I make them understand. Yes, baby, don't be ashamed. Go, go anywhere and call my name. And if you love me, baby, tell them I'm your flame. Make them understand. Yes, baby, don't be ashamed. Go, go anywhere and call my name. And if you love me, baby, tell them I'm your flame. Come on, you're my girl.
Everybody, let's dance.
Come on, yeah, all right, so nice, just a feel, will be the next obstacle the Earth people will put in our way?
Well, as long as they can think, we'll have our problems.
A cigarette and go home.
Oh yeah. about peace. Just a little bit of time until freedom will mean free. I don't mean about one side beating the other side. I mean no more sides. I'm talking about unity for all people. Wow, just a matter of time. I can't wait too much longer. My frustration's near its end. I can't hate 'cause I'm stronger. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of.
Take a sip, live it up.
I can recall as though it were yesterday. Everything seems so clear. Memories are things time cannot wash away. These are my cherished years. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for country boys. Soft summer nights, we'd hide from the lights on the village green. I had a ball when I was 17. When I was 21, that was a very good year. Was a very good year for big city men. I had an apartment up the stairs. I'd spray joy in my hair and let it fall undone. I was so sexy at 21. When I was 35, that was a gasser of a year. A very good year for great-tempered men with independent means. They'd ride me in limousines. Costume chauffeurs would drive. Honey, I was much wiser at 35. The days grow short. You've caught me in the autumn of my year. But I think of my life as vintage wine from a rare old keg. And from the brim to the dregs, I've kept it pure and clear. Oh, I've had some damn good years. Cherished years. Thank God for the good years. I've had some very good years. Ooh, some very, very, very.
Right now. You still feel all right?
Good to be back.
You do.
Good to be back.
It's like a to you. Sock it to you. We're going to ease the tempo for a minute. I like to sing this song here. This is one of my favorites. It goes something like this.
You're tuned to WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. I'm Dave the Spaz, filling in for Mr. Fine Wine tonight on downtown Soulville. Becky, the honky-tonk radio girl, will be here next week. And 2 weeks from tonight, Mr. Fine Wine will be broadcasting live from Detroit. Otis Redding. Fa, 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 sad song. Ripping it up in Europe. What an entertainer. Della Reese with It Was a Very Good Year. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Matter of Time. Wallace Brothers. I know that one gets all screwed up in the middle, but man, what a... Oh, that's wonderful. I love when they try to make up the time. One of them hits the, comes in at the wrong. They try to rush the lyrics, and it all works out so fine. Anna King with "If You Don't Think." Usually hit the Tammy Montgomery version, but that, yeah, I can live with both versions. They're both amazing. Brass Boundary before that with "Untitled." They didn't get around to it. Willie Mays, turns out, not Arthur Lee May and the Crowns, you know? Hey, pretty girl, he was a ball player. But no, that's a different Willie Mays, so thanks everybody who checked that out on the interweb over there. "If You Love Me," that's Willie Mays. You can catch my act Monday, September 4th. I'll be filling in for Dave Mandel on "It's Complicated," right after Mark Hurst at 7 o'clock. So there. Stay tuned for Nate K. Burn It Down!
There's another way to make change. And I will not give up. I have come too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.
Outside. Now you know why. side, so who wants a ride?
When you're in the paper, when you're in the paper, when you get to heaven, you'll meet them all again, the cast of thousands spouting out of the corporate pen, demanding our money to make up something new, starring new combinations of the tried and twisted crew.
All the human torches catching fire.
I'm a danger to myself. I might ruin my health.